From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Obama is taking his case for avoiding the fiscal cliff to the Philadelphia suburbs. Mr. Obama is insisting on higher taxes for the top 2% of earners and argue that Republicans are standing in the way of a deal. Speaking to a crowd at a toy factory today, the president says it's going to take the efforts of everyone to push his plan through.
Well, we all know you can't take anything for granted when it comes to Washington, let's face it. And that's why I'm going to be asking for all of you to make your voices heard over the next few days and the next couple of weeks. I need you to remind members of Congress, Democrats and Republicans, to not get bogged down in a bunch of partisan bickering.
Republicans are calling the president's campaign-style trip today an obstacle to fruitful talks. Yesterday, House Speaker John Boehner accused Democrats of ruling out sensible spending cuts that he says must be part of any deal. The House has passed a bill that would allow some immigrants getting advanced degrees at American universities to get green cards when they graduate. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the legislation represents one small piece of what many argue should be more comprehensive immigration reform.
The STEM Jobs Act targets a small part of the nation's immigration system where there's a broad agreement improvement is needed. It would allow students earning advanced degrees in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics to stay and work in America when they're done. Ed Royce is a Republican representative from California.
Many of them, of course, end up on years-long green card waiting lists, and as a result, many of them give up and go to work for one of our global competitors.
But Democrats complain this particular measure would eliminate another valuable visa program. The White House says the president won't support it because it is too narrowly focused, and he wants comprehensive immigration reform. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Protesters have again turned out by the tens of thousands in Cairo's Tahrir Square to denounce President Mohamed Morsi and the draft constitution his Islamist allies have produced. Merrick Kennedy in Cairo reports.
Protesters here are also concerned about a draft constitution that was approved early this morning by a majority Islamist assembly. Iman Bibers runs a women's NGO.
I want women and minorities and poor and rich to be treated equally in a constitution that represents everybody. We don't have that now.
The document is similar to the previous pre-revolution constitution. It was voted on after most liberal and leftist groups withdrew from the assembly. The Muslim Brotherhood, the group President Morsi hails from, has planned large rallies in support of the president tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.
The Dow was down 12 points. This is NPR. Supreme Court justices today are meeting to decide when and how they will deal with the debate over whether the Constitution gives people the right to marry, regardless of sexual orientation. 3 weeks ago, voters backed same-sex marriage in three states and defeated a ban on gay marriage in another state. Any cases are expected to be argued in March, with a decision by the end of June. More work is planned on the wreckage of the Deepwater Horizon. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the action comes after repeated reports of oil sheen in the Gulf of Mexico near the site of BP's disastrous 2010 well blowout.
The Coast Guard wants BP and rig owner Transocean to do further inspections at the wellhead site. Robot submarines will be deployed next week to make sure oil is not escaping from what's left of the exploded drilling rig and the equipment used to stop the out-of-control well. BP recently capped and plugged a failed containment dome that was emitting oil from the Gulf floor, but the sheen persists. Coast Guard officials say tests show the oil is BP's, but is considered dead oil that's been trapped on the Gulf floor, not fresh oil that is seeping from the plugged well. The Coast Guard also wants the companies to come up with a plan for permanent remediation of the oil that remains in the wreckage. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Former President George H.W. Bush remains in stable condition at a Houston hospital where he's being treated for a lingering cough related to bronchitis. Hospital officials say there's no change in the status of the 88-year-old. Mr. Bush has been in and out of the hospital recently for complications resulting from bronchitis. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News.